Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. Malta has refused an Italian request to take in 234 migrants currently in the Mediterranean on board a German-run rescue ship, the Lifeline. The Italian Transport Minister, Danilo Toninelli, said Malta's decision was inhumane. James Reynolds reports.
The migration route across the Mediterranean is dangerous and also increasingly complicated. The nearest European countries, Malta and Italy, do not want to take in NGO vessels, including the Lifeline. Italy's new populist government warns that it will impound the Lifeline if it reaches Italian territory. Instead, Italy is urging Malta to take in the NGO vessel. But Malta has often said that it doesn't have the capacity to accommodate large numbers of survivors.
The Tunisian authorities say they've arrested a suspected people smuggler who organised a voyage on which more than 100 migrants died when their overcrowded boat sank. Our Middle East Affairs' Alan Johnston reports.
It's reckoned that at least 180 people had been crammed aboard the doomed fishing vessel before it set off for Europe earlier this month. Soon it began to sink off some islands not far from the Tunisian city of Sfax. Officials now say they've detained the smuggler who arranged the trip. He was arrested as he tried to flee the coastal region in the boot of a car. The shipwreck was one of the deadliest of its kind in the Mediterranean this year.
The US Supreme Court has ruled that police need a warrant to obtain mobile phone location data from telecom companies to help in the search for a suspect. By a majority of one, the judges said the information was protected by the US Constitution's Fourth Amendment, which prevents unreasonable search and seizure. From Washington, Chris Buckler reports.
The police used location information from a mobile phone to show a suspect was in the area when a series of robberies took place. The evidence helped convict Timothy Carpenter, but his lawyer and the American Civil Liberties Union argued that giving officers those records without a warrant was unconstitutional. The US Supreme Court agreed in a majority decision. One of the judges warned that if warrants weren't needed, it wouldn't affect grant the state the ability to keep people under constant surveillance.
You're listening to The World News from the BBC.